Robot or not?
I have a question here from listener Oli about television, and it's specifically about different kinds of television. Where do you draw the line in terms of what a reality TV show is, what a game show is, how do you determine like documentary? Like what's a scripted or unscripted show, or, you know, reality TV? When is it a game show? When is it a documentary? Do you have any thoughts about that?
Game show for me is informed by my childhood growing up watching game shows in that particular format. People inside a studio, probably sitting behind a podium with a host and a bunch of rules, playing a TV game show. But I understand that these days, game show is broader than that. I think where it diverges from reality show is if the program being produced, if the significant component of the program being produced is interpersonal relationships or personal stories of the contestants, if that's part of the show and not just like the segment where they ask you, you know, on Jeopardy about 2 seconds about yourself, or, you know, on Family Feud where they, you know, ask you a couple of questions. But if that's part of the actual show, like the game part is them showing you, this person's life and history. So there's lots of cooking shows on food TV that look like game shows. You're in a studio, you're competing in a particular competition, but I feel like it moves more towards reality show when the people have to be part of the story, because as far as my childhood definition of game show goes, that was never part of the thing. It was 2 seconds of human interest to find out what you do for a living or what you're interested in, or guess what, you are really into knitting, or you live near the world's largest ball of twine, and that's it, and back to the game.
Right.
Whereas on like Chopped or something, we learn a lot about all the contestants. Everyone's got a story. It's brief, you know, there's not like hours and hours of it. We got a story, and we got cuts back and forth to them, telling them how they felt at this particular moment, and there's, you know, interpersonal things or whatever for something that's basically a game show. Here's a secret ingredient. Here's the timer. Go, right?
Yep.
And I may be framing things in such a way that almost everything is a reality show, but there are still traditional game shows.
Yeah, I think you're right. Jeopardy is a game show. There are other game shows.
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not even a game show, right? That's like a improv show. It's because the points don't matter, John. The points don't matter. But the Emmys had to deal with this, and they actually changed their categories to have reality and reality competition as separate categories.
That's a good idea.
So that you have your, like, your Big Brother or your, I guess there's sort of a competition there, your Real World, stuff like that.
Housewives of whatever.
Yeah, where it's just like, which I could argue is basically a documentary, like that it, by another name, well, and maybe it, a lot
a
less classy.
If you don't care about anything about making documentaries and to completely manipulate both the contestants and the narrative and the edit.
That may be true. Although I think that reality show and documentary is about value judgments more than it is about the difference between them, because you are kind of documenting what is happening. But you're right. There is some manipulation in that, and that changes the story. But the competition programs, I always thought about this for Survivor. I haven't watched Survivor in a few years, although I always loved it. And I just sort of have purged reality shows from my TV diet, but I used to watch Survivor all the time and The Amazing Race too. And Survivor especially struck me as being interesting because people would talk about it as a reality show, like it was The Real World. And in the early years, especially the first one, people thought that's what it was. Is it's all about being a character and kind of getting along with people. And it turned out it's a strategy game, which is social, and so it does matter how you interrelate with other people. But it's also like an actual game where there are puzzles and races and obstacle courses and all sorts of other stuff where you actually have to compete and win and get an advantage for winning. And that's always what I liked about Survivor, is that it was a combination of sort of the mental game, the social game, and also the physical game. And then you put people under stress by not giving them enough food and stuff like that. I always thought it was weird when people were like, well, that's just a reality show. And I'm like, it's kind of a game. I wouldn't call it a game show. I'm glad that there's like this reality competition phrase for it. But it was the game aspect of it that always made me interested. I was much less interested in the people who were on there to be famous and that were going to exaggerate various aspects of their character in order to create a TV character. Those people always made me roll my eyes. I really just wanted to see people playing a game.
That's interesting because Survivor was basically the last reality show standing. I've seen pretty much every season of it, although the most recent season I haven't watched, and who knows if that means I'm never going to watch it again. But that's a lot of seasons either way.
Oh yeah.
And the reason I liked it so much because I was a fan of reality shows from the Real World, right, from those days. And what I liked about both the Real World and Survivor is that I felt like the reason I'm watching them. It's like people watching. I'm interested in the people because there's a lot of footage of the people. And yes, there's, they manipulate things in the edit and have narratives.
You get the villain edit.
And so on and so forth. But the people are the people. And an important aspect of both the game of Survivor and the show of the Real World is how people deal with other people. Yes, like in Survivor, there are competitions. And one way that you can do well in the game is being good at the competitions. But we've seen plenty of people in Survivor who are terrible at all the competitions and they play what they call the social game.
Yeah.
Right? Which is, I think, much harder and much more complicated to know. Like, it's the most dangerous game. To know how to manipulate your fellow people and to navigate the real relationships that maybe form from being put in a stressful situation. I found both shows, both The Real World and Survivor, revealing of people's character, right?
Right.
It's like watching people of all different, all different kinds of people and all different kinds of backgrounds and how they deal with each other. And I found that's what kept me watching the show, that even, no matter how big a character they were being, the show always felt like revealed the person who was trying to play the character. And I love seeing how everybody dealt with each other and how what worked and what didn't on that show. I'm gonna say it's like the Real World, but it's like dealing with people in real life. You can't rely on them doing the smart thing or the logical thing. You have to read what they're actually like, and you have to, put yourself in a position to do that. Or you can just ignore them and win, three challenges towards the end and sail to victory. And then the final aspect of getting the votes and everything. Very right. complicated game. And that's what I always liked about it. Now, getting back to the question about reality show versus game show, I think the saving grace of this question is not so much about reality show and reality competition. It's the definition of game show. I think that definition, game show, was really nailed down and set in stone during, the game show era that we grew up in, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a game show. And the reason we have different words now is because these new things are not like that. So I think game show is narrow and reality show is broad with a subset called, reality competition.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. You know a game show when you see it. And I've yet to see. I mean, I actually pitched something similar to this to an agent at one point, believe it or not. Long story, but I always thought, wouldn't it be funny to mash those things together? Like, what if there was a show that was like a meta reality show where people had to play game shows? And right, just like and but you would know that they were playing mm-hmm. a game show. And a game show, you don't care who they are. They're just playing. It's people playing a game. But with a reality show, it's much more complex. But I do like a good game show, a little match game, something like that, a little Jeopardy. Yeah.
No whammy. Stop.
Robot or not.